This is Steve Sherlock with another Franklin Matters radio show. This session shares my conversation with candidate for town council, Patrick Sheridan. This is one of a series of conversation with candidates for the Franklin election on November 2nd, 2021. I do this to provide Franklin, Mass. Voters with accurate and timely info so that they can use it to cast an informed vote. Publication of the answers or interview responses does not constitute an endorsement of this or any candidate. We cover the candidate questions that were developed previously in conjunction with the community and shared with the candidates in advance. Five of the questions are general in nature. The sixth is specific to the role of the candidate, in this case, for the town council. Our conversation runs about 9 minutes, so let's listen to my interview with Patrick Sheridan. Steve Sherlock here for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, anywhere on the internet within your browser at WFPR.FM, and in the local Franklin FM dial at 102.9. Here for another candidate session, and this time with town council candidate Patrick Sheridan. Good evening, Patrick, and welcome.
Good evening, and thank you for doing this.
You are most welcome. As those who have been following these have heard, you can kind of tune in or tune out as you need to. For those new folks following, welcome. I do this as part of my public service effort so that Franklin voters and my neighbors, your neighbors, all get to hear as much as we can share of the Franklin candidates so that as we prepare to vote on or before November 2nd, we can make an informed choice. So for those folks in Franklin, Patrick, who may not know who's Patrick, now let's begin briefly. Tell us a little bit about your Franklin story. Tell us a little bit about your life here.
Great. So my wife and I were looking for our first home. We fell in love with this home in downtown Franklin. We had young kids, but we're looking for a playground. So we found this nice house right near downtown. We have three playgrounds we would walk to. And we really enjoyed living downtown and walking to playgrounds, walking to church, walking to the library, walking to the post office. We really enjoyed living downtown. And since living in Franklin, I've voted in every town election. I've been active. I've coached flag football. I've taught CCD at St. Mary's. And I supported the two overrides. And my kids, I have three kids, two at the high school, one at Keller, and they all attend the Franklin Public Schools, obviously.
And as we're preparing for this election, November 2021, with biennial election every 2 years, Franklin gets to vote for its key electoral positions. And participating in elections, as you're familiar with, is certainly one of the key freedoms, not the only one, but one of the key freedoms of American life. And voting is one of those primary responsibilities of citizens. While the law does not require citizens to vote, voting is a very important part of any democracy. What can you tell us about your voting record? And I think you already alluded to that in your intro here. And if you've not been an active voter, please tell us why. Because I think the real question we're trying to get at is, how important is it that you think we should elect people who are active participants in the electoral and governing process, really?
Well, I have been an active voter. I've voted in every town election since I lived here. My wife has too. And I think, but I don't want to exclude people who haven't been active voters. We want to get them more involved. But I would actually like to make the system a little better. Maybe have election on Saturday instead of a weekday. Maybe have elections out in the precincts. A lot of towns, you vote closer to the home instead of having to go to the high school. So maybe make it a Saturday, remote go free, and then maybe have the election spread out in different precincts.
And shifting to the pandemic that we're all kind of still in the throes of, have you been vaccinated for COVID-19? Do you think there should be a mask mandate for Franklin if it comes to it? And the real question there is really, what measures should government take to protect the public from the virus and others as they come down the road? And how should these efforts be delineated between local, state, and federal governments?
Well, I definitely supported the mask mandates before the vaccine. And it's unfortunate we're still talking about this since we've had the vaccine for so long. I definitely support vaccine mandates. We have vaccine mandates for smallpox and mumps, and you just can't go any place if you don't have vaccinated. So I think I definitely support vaccine mandates and mask mandates if unvaccinated people.
And getting in, give you an opportunity to get into kind of the broader view, to give some insights for the other Franklin voters to help understand you more. Is what are three important actions you believe are needed to move Franklin forward?
Yes, three things. So first, fix the budget crisis with the public schools. I'm a public school teacher. Mm-hmm. I think we definitely should fund the schools better. We're currently in the 75 percentile as the lowest funding of public schools. We have to move that up. Also, I'd like to revitalize our downtown. I live downtown, something I said earlier. My family enjoys living downtown, walking to the library, walking to church, walking to the post office, walking to local businesses like Ferrera's and Caesars in the room. But I think the downtown could be better. And going along with that was improving our green spaces, adding to them, and improving them. So not the fields. I think Brian Jett does a great job keeping our fields in shape. I'm talking about places like Delcott and Beaver Pond, maybe improving them and adding to them if you can, and using that as part to help in the downtown. So I think by extending the rail trail to the downtown would be a great help.
And the fifth of the standard questions, and again, for the reference for the listeners, by now you may be familiar. For the new ones, we've generally had five questions across that are asked across all the candidates for each of the positions. These questions were developed with the community for the candidates. And this last one of the five standard pieces, what experience or background will help you to serve in this role? Or another way to look at it is what do you bring to the table that would help set you apart or help have you work with the others in this role as well?
Well, I think as being a public school teacher for 22 years, when you're a public school teacher, you're always trying to grow and learn, work with the team, and you're always doing professional development, trying to learn the best practices of other districts. So I think I could bring the experience to the town council. We look what other towns and cities are doing with similar issues and then see what the best practices are.
And then the final question specific for the town council, which is the role you're campaigning for. Yeah. Town council, as you're aware, approves the annual budget, which sets the priorities for how Franklin operates. Yeah. How do you see the financial priorities we should address? And how do you explain to voters and residents why you would vote that way?
Well, we definitely have to improve the funding for the schools because we have the lowest 75% in funding schools right now.
Bottom 25%, correct.
Bottom 25%, yeah. So that definitely has to go up.
All right. And while we've covered the questions, do you have anything else you'd want to leave with the voters and residents to help them remember Patrick Sheridan as they get to the ballot between now and November 2nd?
Yes, definitely. First of all, I'd like to add my dad was a firefighter for 32 years. So I'll be a strong supporter of the first responders, police, firemen. And also, I think we should keep Franklin a welcome community. I was upset by that protest in 140. We're talking about this being a Christian nation. I didn't like that. My wife and I are raising our kids Catholics. We go to St. Mary's, but I don't like the idea of saying this is a Christian nation. I've also heard people say, just keep Franklin Franklin, or make Franklin Franklin again. I want to keep Franklin a welcome community where everybody's welcome.
Thank you for that. And for the listeners, a couple of quick reminders before we close off. Register to vote by October 13th if you haven't already. The town clerk has just posted that early voting is available in the town clerk's office beginning October 12th during normal operating hours. Those are available on the town website and also on franklinmatters.org or on franklin.news. There's also a weekend, Saturday, October 23rd, Sunday, October 24th, where early voting will be available from 10 to 1. Applications for absentee ballot and applications for vote by mail are also available from the town clerk's office through the website, or you can call them. And finally, of course, all precincts in Franklin, all 8, vote at the high school on November 2nd. So as we close off this section, Patrick, thank you for sharing your story with the Franklin residents, and I wish you the best of luck coming November 2nd.
And thank you for doing this.
Thank you, Patrick. And for the listeners, stay tuned for additional ones because Franklin matters. We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tintype Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.